Hi, I'm Dave Kale. Welcome to this podcast for salespeople. Today, we're going to be responding to a question that I hear from time to time, and I'm sure that many of you have this question. Here's the question, Dave. How do I ensure that I get the last look in a competitive bid situation? The last look. Now, let's just, first of all, make sure we understand the scenario for those of you who may not be familiar with it. Again, this is a question that I'm often asked in a lot of industries, particularly those involved in construction, in government purchases, or large volume manufacturing. Most of the customers require an official bid. And it's not unusual for these bids to be, and this whole process, to be highly formal and structured. Now, here's a typical scenario. The customer sends out a bid to five suppliers. Each responds with a written document, you know, by a certain date. And the customer reviews the bids and awards the business. Now, it's not quite, it's often not quite as cut and dried as it may seem, because it's not often always the case that the customer awards the business on the basis of the low price. Sometimes, and other times, there are other issues. But that's the scenario. Now, the writer of this question wants the ability to go in after the bids have been submitted to talk with the customer about the lowest bids, and then to be able to change his or her price in order to be awarded the business. That's called the last look. And another way of putting it is a second opportunity to reply to the bid specifications. Now, before we go in, before we get into this, we should note that in some instances, the last look is illegal. Okay, in some instances, others, it may not be illegal, but it is viewed as unethical. And in other industries and situations, it's just business as usual. So you need to first, before we even get into this thing about the last look, you need to understand what the status is of this procedure in your industry. Now, I'm gonna respond to this in three different levels. First is, number one, let's see if we can avoid a situation. That's number one. Strategy number one, try to avoid that situation. Number two, if you're in it, make sure that the last look is unnecessary. And number three, okay, if all else fails, how do you assure that you get the last look? Let's think about each one separately. Number one, I think your first strategy is to avoid a bid situation to begin with. Okay, now I know that bids are standard operating procedure in your business. Got it. But I also know that a lot of business is negotiated. In other words, a customer selects the vendor that he or she wants to work with and then negotiates the best deal with that vendor. And I'd much rather you see yourself and put yourself into a negotiating situation rather than a bid situation. In that case, you avoid the bid scenario altogether. Now, I understand that you're never going to convince 100% of your customers to negotiate with you rather than send out bids. I understand that. However, if you can conduct yourself and your business in such a way that over the next few years, you could move, you know, 10 to 20% of your customers from the perspective, the process of bidding everything, to the process of negotiating with you, you will see, just on that basis alone, a tremendous improvement in your sales. So it is worth the effort. Now, again, you're not going to convince everybody to change. So don't even go there. Identify the 10% of your customers who have the potential, the culture, the management style, the philosophy to move towards a negotiating stance and work on them. And, you know, build powerful relationships, become a reliable supplier, offer to them a special relationship, some kind of special formula that you work with them. In other words, bring the subject up regularly. I mean, talk to them about it. Negotiating, not bidding. Plant the seed. Tell stories about how you're able to work effectively with others, you know, how others cut their costs and cut the time work out of the cycle and reduced paperwork by negotiating, not bidding. And if you're good and persistent, you'll eventually convert a little chunk of your customers to negotiating, not a bid situation. So step one, let's try to avoid that situation totally with focused, effective development of our customers. And again, we're not going to get everybody, but a small chunk will make life so much more effective and easy. That's number one. Number two, okay, with those who we can't convert to negotiating position, let's try to make the last look unnecessary. You know, the whole concept of a last look implies that the reason the customer would do business with you is that you are the lowest price, right? I mean, why else would you? I mean, what is the last look other than the belief on the part of the customer that you will discount your prices? Huh. Okay, well, look, there's a time and place to be the low price, and I know that and you know that. But I'd like for you to question whether or not this is how you want to position yourself in the mind of the customer. Like, are you going to be the guy who discounts the most? Well, you know, if you've done a good job in the past, listen to this. If you have done a good job in the past for the customer, if you have become the low-risk supplier in the eyes of the customer, if you have understood the customer's situation at a deeper level than your competitors, if you have some aspect of your product or service or offer that sets you apart from the competitors, you know, there's something different about what you offer, and if you have communicated these things in a persuasive way, then the customer should be happy to do business with you even if you are not the absolute lowest price. What makes you think you have to be the lowest price? It must be because there is no difference between you and everybody else. If you can create a difference in the mind of the prospect, you don't have to be the lowest price. In other words, if you've done a good job of selling, then your reward should be a couple of percentage points. So, step two, strategy two, rather than try to be the low price, I'd prefer that you do a deeper, better job of selling so that you don't have to be the lowest price. And that means, again, that you've created, I mean, that's the basis of selling. You've created powerful, trusting relationships with the key people. You've understood their situation at a deeper and more detailed level than your competitors. You've fashioned a unique proposal and offer that meets their deeper needs. When you do that, you don't have to be the lowest price, and the last look is irrelevant. Okay, but still, some of your customers are going to bid it and you're not going to have any advantage. And so in those cases, you'd like to be sure that you get the last look. All right. What do you do? Well, achieve excellence in the basics. Once again, build powerful business relationships with the key contacts. Understand their needs deeper and more detailed ways than your competitors. Do everything that you can assure that your company is highly respected by the customer. And then finally, ask for the opportunity to be the last look. See, what you're really asking for is the preference of the customer. The customer prefers to do business with you. You've got to get yourself into that situation where you are preferred. And you're assuming that there's no difference between you and your competitor. There's no reason for the customer to pay a little more to do business with you. Your only hope is that everything else being equal, the customer prefers to do business with you, providing, of course, that you are the lowest price. And so what you want to do is just bring it up, constantly mention it, ask for the opportunity with those customers in those circumstances to have the last look. And hopefully, as you get good at the other aspects of selling, you will have more and more opportunities to do so. And that's how you get the last look. Go forth and sell well. We're done. Bye-bye.